Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Something like that to life, and people actually receive it, and it's not today's sound. You know, you're very appreciative of everything.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up actually, because for me personally, you know, I'm a little bit over 21. I'll admit that. Just a little bit over 21, and a lot of the music that I hear today sounds manufactured. Mm-hmm. And when I've listened to your when I've listened to your EP, you bring a completely different element and a different kind of flavor. And I wanted to ask you, to all the people that are looking from the outside, can you let them know how imperative it is to have a producer that you're his sushi to his wasabi, that can actually bring out the extra oomph into you and bring something new to the table?
For sure. It is very imperative to have a producer who can bring what you desire to life, because otherwise you will continuously make mediocre music or music that is pretty much recycled. Although I'm not going to sit here and act like I did not take some artistic values from past greats such as Chaka Khan and James Brown, et cetera, et cetera. But if you don't find a producer that matches what I call sway, which is like your swag and your way, so sway together, but matches your movement, your vibrations, you will continuously, like I said, make mediocre music, and you will start to feel incomplete. You will start to feel like you're doing this for no reason, because you're not bringing out your purpose through music, because you don't have somebody to help you bring that to life. You know, it's not a lot of prints out here, so you got to, collaboration is imperative.
Without question. You know, a lot of times when you have a new artist come on the scene and they get so much love and positive feedback, a lot of times they said it can be somewhat overwhelming, because sometimes you have certain artists that can't handle that kind of adulation. For you, I know having a strong team is very important. How imperative is it that you keep progressing as an artist and also as a songwriter to make sure that you're not labeled or put into a box, to basically extend yourself in different genres, not just music, but also fashion, and also possibly doing some TV or big screen?
Well, luckily, I already had that mindset to tap into all of those things, because all those things create the Imani Scott brand. But to have a strong foundation, a team, by the grace of God, I was granted this team within the last 10 months that I've been out. And a lot of people are like, oh, my God, how did she do this? Like, she did. She came out of nowhere. But in reality, I went from a one-man team by myself, working in college part-time, trying to make sure that I was able to fund this, all the way up to persuade my dad to come in, not only as a manager, but as the investor. And then from the two of us, we managed to fund my producer, multi-platinum producer, Chill Vibes. And it trickled down. But by me being patient and not trying to grab at the first thing that is given to me, I was placed with people around me who a lot of people want to work with. So by me being patient and being able to follow through with a lot of stuff, you know, I was granted these opportunities. And we have these people here. I'm making a huge transition. I wouldn't be on the phone with you if I didn't have a team behind me, whether the music was there or not. And that's where a lot of people get misconstrued from. They believe that, oh, if it wasn't my music, then we wouldn't be here. I mean, there's so much music out here that is impeccable, that probably lap around even greats today and legends, but they didn't have a team to put it out there. So it's not just one person. Like, for when you want to reach to the millions and billions, it takes way more than just one person, for sure. So
without question,
it's definitely imperative. It's definitely strategic of everything that you do, making sure that you have the right vibrations around you, making sure that you have the, you know, the right momentum from everybody, because with one bad apple, we already know how the bunch is going to go. So.
Oh, yeah, without question. You know, I've learned over the years as far as how music has changed. I remember growing up, artist development was imperative. As you stated, as far as having a strong team, having the right publicists, having the right people around you to get your music out there. And now with the inflection of social media, where you have an opportunity, where I say a big advantage to get your music out internationally, you can touch so many people and reach so many people from a demographics. For you, have you kind of sat down with your team and say, okay, this is what we want to do strategically. We want to make sure, we want everything here in the States to be where it needs to be, but at the same time, we want the music to reach outside the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Sweden, because the overall goal is to make sure your music is put out there.
Yes, most definitely. Actually, I'm getting fans in a lot of Switzerland and Amsterdam. So I don't even know how that's being done, but I am so grateful. But it is definitely imperative as, you know, you structure outside of the States. And a lot of people miss that. They feel like, okay, well, I'm popping in the States and that's good. But I mean, in actuality, it is, because the States carry such a powerhouse in the entertainment industry. But of course, we don't want to miss any opportunities by just neglecting everything else that's around us. So for sure, making sure you reach out to different, you know, areas. And not even, I know it's certain ways. That's something that me and my team are really, truly trying to figure out and target, to specifically be able to create a line of communication with me and my diamonds, is what I call my fans, because diamonds are girl best friends. but with that, you know, it's very imperative that we reach outside of the state lines, and not only just the states, but, you know, people just think, oh, just locally, period. And, you know, it is so imperative to just be everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. But it also takes a lot of research, a lot of time, a lot of patience for you to actually be able to reach out to a place that you haven't even been at this point, never even been to. So, yeah.
You know, the, as I said, the great thing that I really enjoy about today's music, as far as being an independent artist, where you have complete control, you have complete creative control over your baby. You're not being used as a puppet. You know that you take pride in the product that you put out. Eventually, like you said, you're finding it's like, wait a minute, how are so many people outside the United States are hearing? And that's the great thing about social media, because when you least expect it, you're getting feedback, like you said, from Sweden and other places. Wait a minute, how are they finding out about my music? And I've always said, if your music is good and it's quality, people will find it. Now, I have to ask, what do you bring to the table that brings that makes you so unique and so different from anybody else out this right now?
Well, my whole theory on music is, especially with my generation, a lot of people are using artificial sounds. So with me actually bringing live instrumentation back and the main structure for my music, like, there is no song without live instrumentation. And I think that what makes me stand out, especially in the urban demographic, compared to any other artist at this time, upcoming artist, that is. And as well as not only as me creating live instrumentations and structuring my shows with, I only perform with live bands. I don't tap into the tracks, because I feel like that takes away the sound, and it stems back to where I originally get most of my influence from, which is the funk, late 80s, late 70s, you know, funk vibe. So definitely by me intertwining those and making it my own sound and not using the typical verbiage that is known today and sticking what's true to me makes me stand out against everybody who's trying to fulfill this dream.
Without question. Now, you mentioned the 70s. Definitely my era of music. How did you get yourself so engulfed in that time, in that time frame as far as music is concerned?
Well, my parents decided to have me older. So that, okay. And then my siblings are, they were born in the early 80s. Having nothing but older structure around me, that's all you hear, especially when it's cleaning up on Saturdays. So, you know.
Okay. I definitely understand. So who were some of the artists? If you can give me your top five artists that you find it was so influential that really wanted you to make you get into this industry, who would they be?
Chaka Khan, Prince. Of course, James Brown, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Oh, yeah. He's fairly new, but he's taking a similar direction of the route that I am taking with my music. So I definitely appreciate him.
Without question. Some of the titles of the new EP, the songs: Get Litty, Throwing Glitter, very unique. Very unique. Who came up with the song titles? When you go and say, you know what, I'm really feeling this. This is the name of the song, and I want it to be this particular way.
No. So pretty much how we operate is we create the song first with the song,
okay,
its name itself.
So what does Get Litty mean to Imani Scott?
I mean, it's so many terminologies, but in this specific song, I was referring to, like, getting lit, you know, when it's just paid Friday night, you know, have your little drinky drink, you with your homeboys, you have your little cigar, you know, do what you need to do. You about to hit the city and get lit and enjoy the time and live in the moment and not so much of in the worries. You know, when you first get the check, you don't worry. Well, most of us, we worry about the bills, but then they got a great amount of us who be like, well, I'm about to go hit the club tonight. Got paid, ready to get it on. So, you know, it's definitely the anthem of what I'm doing.
Well, family, for those who have not had the opportunity to visit Houston, Texas, please believe me when I say this. there are a lot of clubs that you can get Liddy to get Liddy at, and the cigar bars out here are just plentiful. It's definitely a beautiful experience. And speaking of beautiful experience, let's get into it. One of her fantastic releases from her new debut EP, of course, from Imani Scott, Get Liddy, from the introduction here on the Zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to 92.9 The Cat, where it's all the way live and no jive. You have been grooving with B-Watch, the Thundercat. Look, coming in again at number one, we have Miss Imani Scott with Get Liddy. Look, people, I know you worked hard all week long and ready to spend a little bit of that cash. Well, look, get ready to turn your radios up and get your groove on. And don't forget to meet us on MLK Boulevard at 3 o'clock p.m. today for our first annual Lil Wheaties and Fat Patties cookout. I'll see y'all on the flip side.
Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, facebook.com/ImaniScottMusic. My love, you mentioned something earlier about your father, and I know how family can play a pivotal role in someone's career and also being that support system. At the end of the day, this is a business. How long did it take you to get prepared to really get a clear understanding? You know what? I know music is important, but at the end of the day, it's about business. It's about royalties. It's about songwriting credits to make sure that I'm thoroughly prepared so I won't allow anyone to take advantage of me.
I actually knew that off, you know, from the very beginning. So that's why it took me so long to release my debut project. I've been in the music industry learning the ins and out of it for the past 5 years, but actually pursuing it the past 10 months. But in that 4 months, I mean 4 years and what, 2 months of me trying to, not even trying, but gathering the information that I needed to get where I am today, it was major. From the very beginning, I already knew, but I already had a small insight because my two cousins, Alton and Cortland, they actually were the ones who helped me start this musical journey. They attended Full Sail in Orlando, and they told me, like, you know, it's not just laying the tracks and laying vocals, because anybody can do that. It's a matter of you surpassing everybody else and having your business in order. So those 4 years, I'm learning in and out of the business. Now, granted, last year I learned the most because money talks. And I just told you, my dad came to as my manager and investor this past year. But when he came into play, I was able to learn much more because, you know, some people, though, you can't sit at everybody's table if your money does not say the same. So by me being able to gain knowledge from a lot of people who are huge influencers in the entertainment, I definitely see that, you know, if you don't even have your business together, a lot of these people don't even want to sit down with you. Because outside looking in, so many other people have their business together on an independent route, and all they have to do is just co-sign them and make millions off of them. Why would they want to work with an artist from the ground up? It takes too much work for them nowadays. So it is very imperative, especially if you want to do this on your own as an independent, to know the inside out, know the royalties, know the copyrights, know the ISRC codes, knowing that you have to collect and you have to stay on top of your own data, knowing to have the difference between, you know, publishing and your master rights. So it's very imperative, and it definitely makes a determination between whether you are just an artist or if you are an artist business owner with the business first. So if you are a business owner with an artist heart but a business mind frame, or if you just have the heart for music, makes a huge difference.
Without question. I remember a man, Rapper Forte, out of the Bay Area. He had a song on his album years ago called Loopholes, and it was predicated on the business, knowing the ins and outs as far as the business aspect, because you get a lot of young people out here that want to get involved in this music, and they think they have the perception that it's all lights, camera, and action, and they don't understand the business aspect, and that you don't have any lawyers or attorneys to make sure that your best interests are being taken care of, and they find yourself broke at the end of the day. So I'm really impressed that you have a clear understanding on the business aspect of music, and knowing at the end of the day, you're a brand. You're definitely a brand. You're the figurehead. You are the CEO. You are the boss of your business. So being a boss of your business, where do you see yourself, or where would you like to see yourself? Where have you projected yourself to be within the next 5 years?
Within the next 5 years, I would be releasing my third album, accepting at least bare minimum my fourth Grammy, a recipient of Best New Artist from a Grammy. I see myself flourishing with all the different brands that I have in the works right now. Don't want to go into full detail because I don't want to jinx it.
Okay.
A lot of those things that are, you know, tapping into those different markets and not only just gathering money from music. I would rather have at least, by 5 years, if I have at least four Grammys, working on my third album, being on tour at least two tours by then, bare minimum. And I say bare minimum, two tours of bare minimum of 50 to 70 cities on each tour. And having at least five different incomes besides music, I would feel great in 5 years. And that's exactly where I will speak into existence as of today.
Absolutely. You have, I tell people all the time, you have to have some hustle about you to get where you need to get to. No one's coming, no one's knocking on the door and going to give you anything, especially I've learned being out here in Houston. There are a lot of talented artists here in Houston, and they have that hustle on, and they're out there trying to make their way and make sure they get where they need to get to. So that's why I'm so thoroughly impressed that you have the clear understanding. You say, you know what, let me get my business right first. I got the music part together, but let me get the music, let me get the business aspect of it together. Then we'll venture off into this. Now, I've seen the videos. You are very photogenic. Yeah. It's obvious the camera loves you. Do you see yourself actually doing something on television or probably doing something in a big screen? Have you something that you've kind of seen or projected within the next couple of years of doing?
Yes. Actually, before singing took place, crazy thing, my dad put me in acting theater.
Okay.
So I was definitely a actress, well, actor first. Then I started singing. But singing is my passion. But I definitely would love to tap into that industry as well.
Because I've always looked at fashion. I see that you're very fashion conscious. And to me, fashion has always been an extension of music. And it comes across in your video, especially throwing glitter. It really comes across in that video. I must ask, who initially came up with the concept for the video? Because they did a wonderful job.
Thank you. My producer, he's also my director for my videos as well. So it's a one-stop shop.
Okay.
So, yeah, between the two of us, we always collaborate. But throwing glitter, hands down, he definitely had a lot of those ideas on that video for sure. But in regards of like the styling and all the hair and all that, that was me. But the actual directing and the treatment, that was him.
Well, you definitely put your flavor on it, my love, without question. Let's get into it. One of the many hit singles from her debut EP, of course, from Imani Scott, the introduction with Throwing Glitter, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. lose it all throwing glitter all night long from the very talented Yolani Scott, Heroes Moon, on LOTO Radio. Ryan Family, her WAP, the introduction is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Ryan's official website, that's at ImaniScottMusic.com, also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's definitely a beautiful experience. My Queen, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully seeing you, make your way down to downtown Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio. 2018 is a little bit, maybe 3 weeks away. What do you have in store? Do you have any more performances before the year is up, or are we going to have to wait until next year to see some more performances from you?
As now, we're definitely going to wait top of the year to grace the stage again.
Okay.
We have some other things that will be dropping in between that time. I'm not going to leave y'all out there dry. I'm going to definitely have some things to supplement it. But in the meantime, between time, we definitely preparing for 2018 to take the stage by storm.
All right. Well, whatever jewels you have, just send them over here. You know, the teddy bear will definitely play him and debut him here first. And I want to thank all the many diamond supporters out there, Lord have mercy, for supporting such a talented artist. Much continued success. Look forward to meeting you very soon. Hopefully I can catch you down at the warehouse because I know a lot of talented artists perform there. So hopefully very soon in 2018. Yeah.
Thank you for having me on your platform today. I truly enjoyed it and love the support that you are giving me thus far.
Oh, no problem, my love. Be sweet and stay strong, okay?
Thank you.
All right, God bless. The very talented Imani Scott here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, her new EP, her debut EP, the introduction is available. Well, it's time to take a little quick two and two. I know, time goes by so fast when you get lost in Blueprint Music. Well, let's get lost in some more with Honey Bee, the unknown, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
So love that I was meant for you. All the time I spent with you, babe, now don't mean a thing, no. What is done, we can't get it back. We can fight and fight and fight, but that'll ruin my mind. Lifeline, you were all mine. You were. Now it hurts to think that someone has a chance. Another heart that's romance. Cycle of love wasted again. Oh, what is done, we can't get it back. We can fight and fight and fight, but that'll ruin my.
Play Store Music section. Just type in LOTL, The Zone. You can subscribe and you'll be able to listen to the interviews in your entirety. We've seen the need. We're here to fulfill those needs. We still got some time left here in The Zone. Also, I want to bring to your attention, I want to send out a very special congratulations to the to Mr. LL Cool J. My goodness, man, he's going to be at the Kennedy Awards. Actually, it was already taking place this Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. It's either the 20, I think it's already coming past, but they're going to be showing, I believe, the day after Christmas, I believe on the 26th or the 27th. But he was at the Kennedy Awards, and he received his honor. I mean, well-deserved, well-deserved. See, that's my era of hip-hop music, LL Cool J, Rakim, of course. I'm kind of dating myself, but it's all right. It's all right. 1:47 p.m. Central Standard Time here in The Zone on a very overcast, my goodness, overcast Tuesday afternoon. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, like I've always said, teddy bears like Linus's blanket. Keep you safe and sound. And while I got you safe and sound, let's get lost in some more Blueprint music with Kenya. Nevertheless, you're in The Zone of LOTL Radio.
Sound right. I can't blame it on love, no. new reasons on why I should stay. And every time I tell you no, I can't believe you're still getting mad, cause I won't give you your way, and it don't hurt no more. Oh, when I see you with that other, and lately you cry, and I don't know.
Wonderful overcast Tuesday afternoon, but it's all right. Hey, the stress reliever is here. Many special thanks to the Diamonds who tuned in and supported Imani Scott. Thank you so much. And also the many listeners who have been here from day one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you, there is no teddy bear and there's definitely no zone. We got some wonderful things on the way. Of course, tomorrow. Yeah, we're going tomorrow. 11 a.m. 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome super talented Athena Renee, as we have the pleasure of debuting her latest hit single, Red Root, Everything's All Right. So I'm looking forward to having that very talented artist on the show. Again, it's been a very beautiful experience, always a chocolate experience, the stress reliever. But it's my time to boogie. I know, but I'll be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, for those who are at work and getting off pretty soon, be careful getting home. I want you in one piece, because without you, there is no me. And we're going to close it down with Jeff Bradshaw from his fantastic album. It's been a minute since Jeff put out some music, but this album is called Bon Appetit, and my goodness, it's three albums. I'm dating myself. I keep saying albums, but the albums are fantastic. It's called Bon Appetit, and one of these singles from the album he did with Coco from SWV. Yeah, so thankful to Teddy Bears always. Very thankful. God bless, and as always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
The time. everything you do. You're a blessing.
You're a blessing to my life. And I'm so thankful. Never wrong or right.
You bless me.
I'm so thankful.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.